Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Well, today's topic is sleep insomnia. A lot of us have issues with sleep, and a lot of us fall asleep easily. Now, what is the difference there? It could be stress, it could be caffeine, it could be prescriptions. There is a lot of things that can keep us from sleeping properly. Sleep insomnia is recognized as a disease. It's produced by a variety of factors that we had mentioned earlier, as well as maybe emotional disorders, physical imbalances, age, environmental factors, or even just genetic components. Now, I believe with our ancestors, I'm not too familiar if they had sleep problems with their activities and their way of life and their natural foods, and probably just plain exhaustion at the end of the day from playing, hunting, fishing, gathering everything that they needed, the harvesting. It was an active lifestyle. And I know in today's world, some of us don't have as active as a lifestyle. And some of us put a little too much caffeine in our bodies, as I did last night, and I couldn't sleep until 2. Not good. We have many holistic treatments that we can be given to us by our ancestors and our herbal medications and our meditations, as well as our sweats. And we also have the vitamins and mineral supplements, our lifestyle changes, and improved sleep hygiene. Massage therapy, meditation and diet and exercise. There's a lot of help out there for insomnia. Let's look at some herbal remedies. Valerian root is a very strong herb that can help with sleep insomnia. It also helps with spasms and distress, and just helps pay attention to hyperactivity disorder and just calms your system from the inside out. This is not recommended if you're pregnant or if you suffer from low blood pressure or hypoglycemia. How about hops? Hops is a wonderful sleep herb, improving appetite and helping with a positive sleep pattern. Hops is fantastic. Our ancestors made a sedative from the blossoms, and they applied heated, dried flowers to relieve the toothaches. And many preparations for insomnia, you can mix these together, the valerian and hops, and you can make it into a soothing tea. And as these are very strong herbal remedies, we recommend that you do not drive while drinking your tea. Passion flower, that's a great tranquilizing effect, a mild sedative, anxieties released, and this is very passive and helps you relax. So maybe if you have addiction problems, you're going to go out with the passion flower rather than the valerian. It's a little softer on your body. What about some lavender? You can make a lavender pillow insert and place one or two drops of lavender on your handkerchief and stick inside your pillowcase. You could also add a drop to your bath. This is going to help your body relax. And some other aromatherapy oils that can help with sleep are chamomile and yang yang. Both of those are good. Wild lettuce. Wild lettuce is a good child's remedy because of its safety and use of calming effects. It helps with chronic insomnia or acute insomnia, restlessness. So this is a safe herbal remedy that we can give to our children as well as ourselves. What about our diet? Let's limit our intake of caffeine and alcohol and nicotine. These all have effects on sleep, causing insomnia and restlessness. Who gets up to have a cigarette in the middle of the night? Try to skip that. You might be sleeping a little better. How about don't drink that coffee and those caffeinated teas and soft drinks before you go to bed? I know if I drink those at night, I cannot sleep. And look for the different hidden sources of caffeine that we don't really know about in our foods. What about cutting back on the sugar? Sugar gives us huge bursts of energy. It's short-lived and can cause uneven blood sugar levels. And this disrupts our sleep. Let's eat foods that can help us sleep. Carbohydrate snacks. Whole grain crackers before bedtime. Foods rich in vitamin BC. Sunflower seeds and bananas. These will kind of set us down. And you remember those Thanksgiving dinners? How tired we all are after we eat all that turkey and potatoes. And foods rich in magnesium. These will help with sleeping disorders or any type of constipation or muscle tremors and cramps that we might have, anxiety, irritability, and pain. All these could keep us up and not let us have a healthy sleep at night. So we want to eat a little bit more of almonds and the wheat bran and the green vegetables and the dark leafy green vegetables. Maybe add more molasses and whole grains into your diet. Now, a friend just told me about this chaste tree. C-H-A-S-T-E tree. And this can help with insomnia during menstrual periods or insomnia that come along with the side effects of premenstrual syndrome. And so that's an excellent herb for the females to take. Helps with the cramping and the symptoms of insomnia. Let's look at sleep hygiene. What is sleep hygiene? We arise at a specific hour every morning. Besides, it doesn't matter what time we've gone to sleep. We're just biological clock. We get up at 6 in the morning. I get up at 6 in the morning. I just slip my own in there. I get up every morning at 6 a.m. It doesn't matter what time I go to bed. Unless I've gone to bed about 8:30 because I'm exhausted, then I'm going to wake up around 4. I don't need a lot of sleep. Try to get only as much sleep as you need. You don't want to be oversleeping because that's going to exhaust your body as well and make you feel lethargic and stagnant. How about exercising? Regular exercising helps deepen your sleep, although you do not want to have a strenuous exercise 3 or 4 hours before going to bed because you still can be pumped up and going. Arrange your bedroom so that it's a comfortable setting. Maybe fix the lighting so it's very soft. Have carpets and the darker curtains. If you need earplugs or eye masks, I like to use a fan. You can also try yoga and meditation. And take your herbs about 30 minutes before bedtime and see if this will help your insomnia. We also got massage and Reiki in there that will help you. Just light stretching. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.